underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
So, Dana, we watched another movie last night. It was a newer movie.
With Ryan Reynolds.
And
I was mistaken. I thought Ryan Reynolds did more serious stuff, but Steve told me he was on, what, Van Wilder? Or?
That was his first bigger movie. I mean, he's done different types of movies, but he's usually acting goofy. He was in the Green Lantern movie, which he was a little bit too comical. But, you know.
Well, the Amityville Horror remake, I guess, was the only movie maybe that he wasn't.
Oh, boy.
Acting crazy. Lene, if you want up here, get up here.
Get that dog. Grab her.
She won't let.
Now, you get her.
Our dogs, we're overrun with dogs.
But this movie, he made another movie called Captive, The Captive, I think. These movies, to me, seem Canadian for some reason. But
they don't seem that good. Sorry.
The movie we're talking about is The Voices.
Yeah.
And basically, Ryan Reynolds works at this factory. I guess they build
faucet or fittings or something.
It's bathtubs.
Yeah, but I thought it said something about fittings or something. I don't know.
Well, anyway,
They were packing up bathtubs and stuff.
Anyway, we learned that he has mental problems.
And his mom had mental problems when he was...
Yeah, but don't give anything away.
I'm not. Okay. I'm just saying his mom had mental problems.
But... And then, you know, it's pretty early in the movie. He comes home and he has a cat and a dog and Mr. Whiskers starts talking and...
Bosco,
the dog, start talking to him and
Mr. Whiskers likes to tell people to fuck off a lot. He's
a bad pussy.
Yeah.
But, and he's interested in this girl at work who's I guess she's British.
Fiona.
Yeah. And then he gets her, she's supposed to meet him for a date, but she doesn't. But
she kind of blows him off.
She couldn't get her car started, and she ended up getting him to take her home. They get hit by a deer, and then the deer tells him to cut his throat to put him out of his misery. And when he does, it freaks her out, and they start running in the woods, and he trips and stabs her with the same knife, and then... Since he's been hurt, he feels he needs to put her out of her misery, so he kills her and cuts her head off, puts it in his refrigerator, and she starts talking to him.
And says so she's lonely.
Yeah, and for a little bit, he starts taking his medicine, right? Then we see
the real
apartment. It's just like...
It's disgusting.
It's dirty. You got blood on, like, the refrigerator from her, and then 100 well, I would say
like Tupperware containers
with parts of her bodies in it and in other ones. So we don't know if maybe he's killed other people.
That's what I suspected. Because all didn't of really those mention, couldn't have been no. belonging to her.
So, and then he just throws away all his pills, and then everything gets better the next day. The apartment looks spick and span.
It looks like a rich person's apartment, actually.
So, I won't go any further in the story. There's a little bit more to it, but it's a very... It tries to do black comedy, but then it goes too far for me. Then it
went too far where it wasn't black comedy. It was almost too serious in parts to be black comedy.
And then at the end, they have a freaking sing-a-thon at the on the end credits, remember? And that doesn't seem like the fit with the rest of the movie. The movie's very uneven.
Yeah, because I watched another movie that was kind of like this, and I can't remember what it was called, but I think the Dead Pit guys had me review it.
I remember some other movie that was a black comedy about a killer, and I can't remember what it was either.
I mean, you may have watched
it. It was a big movie. It wasn't like one of these type of movies.
I'm thinking that the Dead Pit guys sent it to me. Either the Dead Pit guys sent it to me, or I got it from one of those strange companies to review for my magazine, but it was one of the two. And it was a guy that worked for a funeral home where he inherited a funeral home, and for some reason he accidentally kills one person, and then I don't know if he realized he liked killing people, and then had to do more and more, and he had this weird girlfriend that was almost like Lydia Deetz on Beetlejuice. And
you sure this wasn't necromantic?
No, it wasn't necromantic.
Okay, but anyway, yeah, very little strange movie. Like I say, I think he made this and that Captive movie, which is another one that was weird. But I don't know. It's weird. It was a weird
Captive,
movie.
Captive, wasn't it? That movie that the Dead Pit guy said was... Oh.
This is what called was The... It was called Captive. This is called Captive. The Captive.
Oh,
Ryan Reynolds' daughter gets kidnapped, and then years later, they kind of pick up the trail or something, and Rosario Dawson's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's a very Canadian movie. I mean, you could just tell that it's weird, too, because now we're getting Canadian movies again. I wonder if there's some kind of tax shelter or something. But these ain't as good as the ones in the 80s. But,
no, I mean, the 80s gave us a lot of good horror movies out of Canada. I mean, Prom Night, My Bloody Valentine.
Curtains.
But
Funeral Home. Yeah.
But of course, that depends on who you ask. I mean, I think that's pretty
But just finished up a newer release. And I love that you can almost pretty much guarantee that these are all going to be bad when they say they're from the producer or producers of the Paranormal Activity and Sinister. And this is called Area 51, which was a handheld kind of movie like Blair Witch and Paranormal Activity, where they film everything, and these people, these young adults, 20-somethings, going, they're breaking into Area 51 and seeing what's going on, and when they get in there, of course, they find more than they bargained for, as, you know, anybody could guess. But
let me ask you this, Steve. Did you think it was a good movie? No. Okay.
Here's this movie and that one movie. What was that one movie that was about a possession? It was like, was it, you know, the one that didn't have an ending, too?
This
one.
The Atticus Institute?
No. That had an ending.
Oh.
You know the one that said you had to go to a website to see the...
Devil's... Wait a second. I have it.
Okay.
Or I watched it. The Devil Inside.
Yeah, the one that this. I mean, I'm not asking.
And I disagree with that because I think they had an ending.
They had a car wreck. What? That didn't have no ending.
Well, I just figured the demonic presence caused them to do it.
Yeah, I guess so. But then why the hell they tell you to see what happens on a website?
For hype. I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, who cares? I mean, I'm not gonna hype. I didn't go check it out.
Yeah, but there were probably, for every person that didn't care, there were probably 10 others.
I mean, were they trying to get hits on a website? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it gave them money or something.
Commercial?
Maybe they were going
to
make a
part two. You had to watch a Whirlpool washer dryer commercial.
The Devil Inside had some, I don't care what anybody says, it had some creepy elements in it.
Yeah,
which I like Devil's Due also, and a lot of people hated that movie.
Yeah. But anyway, this movie, again, it's more, they spend half of the movie before they get there fooling around and doing dumb shit.
Yeah, there was too much, like, setup. This.
Yeah, well, they couldn't spend the whole damn time at the Area 51, or they cost too much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree. Some of the stuff going on
there was the movie that I was talking about, Just Buried. It's from 2007. In case anybody wants to look it up.
Well, I was thinking the movie that really does horror and comedy was that Tucker and Dale.
My mom even saw that on Netflix just by chance, and she was like, that was funny.
Yeah.
She loved that.
I think they're going to make another one. I think they'll make a sequel.
And I enjoyed it, too. I mean,
We'll need to watch that again later, or, more, you know, soon. But anyway, we're watching, The Blind Wolf, Samurai Avenger. I'm going to watch that, then we'll watch a couple movies for commentaries that Dana wants.
So we'll have some new commentaries.
One of them's going to be on the Roku channel exclusively.
Well, I can guess which one.
Yeah.
But whatever,
Dana. So we'll be back after this.
Bye.
Maybe. Watched a double bill of crap last night, Dana.
Yeah, but I thought you liked the second one that we did better.
Yeah, I remembered it better. It was better when it was up all night, but you didn't get to see any boobies. But Dana wanted to watch a Memorial Valley Massacre, which...
In honor of Memorial Day, which is coming up, but I can't guarantee that our...
No, it's not.
But commentary will not be up for Memorial Day.
No. And we might put it on the Roku channel instead, but we'll see. I don't know. It's the caveman kid versus a bunch of retarded idiots at a shitty park, national park. It is really horrible.
Run by Cameron Mitchell.
Yeah, he's only in it like the first five minutes.
Yeah, first few minutes of the movie, and then... The guy playing his son's a ranger in training, or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very bleak, it's just very bad, and it's, I guess, oh, God.
Linnea's talking.
Yeah, she agreed it was bad.
You think it was bad, Linnea? Well, she said, yes, it was.
So the other one was my pick was Sorority Girls and the Monster from Hell, which I have, like I say, was up USA Up All Night, and I got the VHS, and like I told Dana in the commentary, it was this one girl says party a lot, and then we made another drinking rule. It's got the guy who played Seinfeld's uncle.
So every time he shows up,
you go, Seinfeld's uncle, drink.
And there was a dog that looked like Sam.
Yeah, there was some kind of basset hound or something.
It was a basset.
Oh.
It was a female.
No. But, you know, bad movies make fun times.
They make for good commentary.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do a serious commentary, and we don't really do commentaries that much except just make fun of stuff, and it... Some people
good comedy commentaries.
Yeah, I don't know how about some people may find it funny, some people may find it stupid, but whatever.
Well, don't listen then.
Yeah. Don't listen. And one thing we did watch last weekend, which we forgot to mention, was the 4-hour, I think, and 12-minute version of Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair.
Was it over 4 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
It was made by, was his name Dr. Saperstein? So if you want to...
And he does a good job.
And you can get these on, like, if you go to his web, if you do Dr. Saperstein, and that's a character from The Exorcist, right?
No.
Oh.
It's, I think Dr. Saperstein is the doctor on Rosemary's Baby.
Okay. So you can go to Rosemary's Baby and find how to spell it. It's basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
If you Google that Saperstein, you're probably going to find his website.
I'm pretty sure Dr. Saperstein was the doctor that they wanted Rosemary to go to, and he was part of the devil cult.
So you can get these. You click on the website, and he's got a different ones. He actually does have one of the Evil Dead remake, and he did some kind of modifications to it, which I don't really... I watched it, and I really didn't... I don't recall seeing anything differently, but, you know... He's got stuff for, like, Phantom, what the hell is that? Phantom of Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
He's
done a bunch of fan edits.
Yeah, and then they're really good. I mean, the Kill Bill one, he put the movies together, of course, and...
And the Crazy 88 fight was all in color.
All in color from the Japanese version. Mm-hmm. And then there's other differences. When he's David Carradine's talking about Pai Mei, he takes some clips from some of the Shaw Brothers movies. Like I watched Executioners from Shaolin today.
Well, not really. Steve fell asleep.
Well, I was tired, he took parts of those movies showing Pai Mei fight and then incorporated into David Carradine's story. So it's pretty cool. And then they incorporate the fight, the deleted scene with Michael J. White. So. I mean, I don't know, till he releases till the Weinsteins decided to release that, this is about the closest you can get.
It's the best you're going to have, and it's pretty damn good, I think. And it's a shame that guy can't, like, get some form of payment for this stuff.
Well.
Like, if a company would offer to put them out. But the Weinsteins probably wouldn't allow that to happen.
Legally, you can have a fan edit as long as you order have the movie. So there's no legalities there. If you download it and you have both Kill Bill 1 and 2, then there's no, you know, you can't really get in trouble. Another good one he's got on there, crap, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. He's got a bunch of different ones. Damn, can't think of it.
Well, who did the Jaws thing?
That wasn't him.
That was funny, though.
Yeah, the Grindhouse version of Jaws is currently on the Roku channel. And definitely, if you want to watch Jaws in a new way, that would be it.
Yeah.
The beginning of it's just like a whole new beginning. And then the end is just amazing.
You gotta see it to believe.
Yeah, and whoever did it really did a pretty good job of making it tie together. It doesn't look perfect, but as far as the ending,
it's better than I could do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in awe. So,
definitely check out Dr. Sachs.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you can, they get links and it goes back to Anchor Bay, Pirate Bay. But who cares? I mean, like I said before, it's a fan edit. And fan edits are pretty cool to watch sometimes. Definitely that Grindhouse version. They got Grindhouse versions of Star Wars.
It's kind of like fan fiction, where they take characters from, like, shows like Xena and...
Well, not always. Sometimes they do stuff wildly like that, but other times they don't.
But, I mean, the people that do fan fiction can't get in trouble for using characters, as far as I know.
Well, long as... legally, if you have the movies, you can make your own fan, you know, edit. It doesn't matter. The one I was going to bring up was the one for Suspiria. He went in and restored, I don't know, I think he just restored some of the coloring and stuff.
Didn't we watch that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But hopefully within the next 6 to 8 months we'll have a good Blu-ray from Synapse. As I used to call it, Synapsis, which is probably not, I've been told I've been saying it wrong for years. But
well, I didn't...
Synapse.
I didn't know for sure if you were saying it wrong. I thought, well, maybe I'm saying it wrong.
No, I've been saying it wrong, but I don't care. But anywho...
It's not like the Synapse guys contacted you and said, you dumbass.
Can you please stop saying our company title wrong?
This was a friend of Steve's.
Yeah. So, I'm going to try to watch this new movie called Ex Machina. And so we'll see how it goes.
Well, it's going on 8 o'clock. I don't think Steve's gonna be, because he said he was gonna, even though he's off tomorrow, he's gonna try to go to bed at his regular time as if he was gonna go to work.
So. Well, I've got a big Baja Blast over here that may help me get it through. So we'll see.
How long is this?
I don't know, Dane. It's only 1 hour and 48 minutes, so it's possible that I can make it.
Maybe.
So we'll be back. After I go take a nap and watch this movie.
Bye.
At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to leave the room so I can have a private moment with Coop. Now that we're alone, Coop, there's something I want to tell you. Remember when you had the crabs and the only thing that made you feel better was this lotion? Well, I found another use for it. It feels so good. It makes me want to sing, just like that night we spent in the tattoo parlor in Chicago. Come on, baby. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for my car. Too sexy for my car. Too sexy my car.
You getting this?
Dana, we're just doing...
Oh, I didn't know we were doing this right now.
Yeah, thought it'd be better. Since we've seen this movie 100 times, I don't need... I mean,
I'm watching.
Yeah, I am
but
too,
I was
but
just
I mean...
Doing other things too.
What did you think of that demonic movie we finished up.
It wasn't horrible. I saw a few areas where maybe it could have been improved upon. But it didn't. What I liked about it was it wasn't as good as It Follows in that department, but it didn't have a bunch of douchey characters in it.
It was a lot like that Evidence movie. Remember that?
Kind of.
Because, I mean, they were viewing a little bit of videotape, but...
I mean, there were a few, like...
Apparently, it takes place at this house that, I don't know, haunted or something, and...
Some chick had killed a bunch of people.
And then, caretaker sees a bunch of people, or sees it's been broke in, calls the cops, they come in and find a bunch of people dead, and then...
Then it goes back and tells the story.
Yeah. It's decent. It wasn't exactly...
I was a little confused at the end.
He's shaking. His legs are shaking.
I think he's just stretching.
But, I mean, it wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be, but it was decent.
It wasn't the greatest movie ever made, but it definitely wasn't the worst movie ever made.
Well, one of the worst movies ever made was a movie called Lap Dance that I was watching that the girl
had... That's because you didn't see any titties.
I didn't see... The main lady, her dad's got cancer. They're traveling. The dad's got cancer. He's probably getting ready to die.
They're going
to
call him.
And he needs all this kind of pay his bills because he don't have no money. So she starts stripping, but she never takes her top off.
But
like,
it's only a topless bar, but she don't even take her
top
off.
No, it's like, no. I mean, everybody else is taking their top off, but she won't. So it's like, forget. I 50 minutes in, I was like, forget this. So, anyway, we watched Denomic. I watched Sinful Dwarf last night.
Oh, God, I didn't know what in the heck that movie was. I was talking to my mom on the phone.
There's a lot of sex in that movie. I mean, I think
there's a lot of naked people in that movie.
I think there's some porn versions of this movie or inserts.
Well, I thought it was.
It's Swedish, so they do that a lot for their movies. It's like. But this guy was supposed...
They have a lot of torture and stuff.
He was
like
screwing
that.
This girl, and it's almost like... I was like, how am I not seeing his dick go in her? Because it was like... I didn't see his balls or nothing.
Somebody else?
No, the dwarf never screwed nobody.
Oh, okay.
But it was on Bizarre TV, which is a great Roku channel.
It is. They had some good stuff on there.
I actually donated $1 to them.
Oh, but The Sinful Dwarf was not on my list of things to watch. But I did watch something until... I don't remember if I finished watching it or not. It was called Keep My Grave Open, and I think there's another title. Steve fell asleep way early, so I don't think he remembers it. But it was one of those SF Brownery movies. The guy that did Don't Open the Basement and... Or Don't Go in the...
Don't Finish the Basement.
No. Don't Go in the Basement or something like that about those mental patients.
Yeah, that's it.
The nurse comes there. And then he did another one in addition to that. But this one was pretty good, too. His movies are old school creepy. They have creepy people in them.
Well, I finished up a new movie called The Drownsman.
Yeah.
Which, to me, it's just like Freddy Krueger.
Only not done as well as...
Well, it's like...
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Like the first... I mean, I don't know. Apparently, there's this killer. He was a killer, and he killed people by drowning them, and then he gets killed, and then he comes back as like a bad ghost, and he'll drag you through water, and you'll end up in this... His underground lair thing, and he'll kill you there. It's just weird.
But the thing about Freddy Krueger is eventually he could come into the real world instead of the dream world and kill you.
All this guy needs is some water on the floor and he can come out. I mean, that's what it is. It's really, it's kind of crazy.
So, this dude is still,
that looks, so the movie we're watching is Madman from Vinegar Syndrome. And this particular scene is very detailed.
This kid killed
him. I know.
This kid Richie that causes all the mayhem.
If Richie wasn't born, there would be no problems in this movie. This movie wouldn't happen.
I don't think Richie's too gifted, as Steve was saying earlier.
No.
because he first he said Man Mars's name, and then he threw a rock, and then he got away from the group.
And apparently they were super close, or he's got a hell of a throw.
I know, I wondered about that. But I will say on here that I knew about Madman way before I had listened to Dead Pit, so I was a fan of this movie way before then, several years before. I don't know when Aaron and Wes first watched it. Do you remember when they first started talking about it?
So, I mean, as far as the upgrade,
But it's not as good as The Burning.
No. There's titties. There's a lot more titties in The Burning.
I'm not worried about titties, Steve, but I'm saying it seemed like The Burning was more of a fun movie than this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Steve thinks it's a bummer movie, but... Because he wouldn't do a commentary for it.
The Burning... I mean, this one's just got it on goofiness.
Yeah.
I find this one is,
It's got a Paul Kratka look-alike, you know.
The rat girl who hides in the refrigerator.
And John Oates.
Yeah, John Oates is in it.
Yeah.
Looking for Daryl out in the woods, but... I mean, as far as goofiness, this one's... But I think I've seen this movie a little too much, so I'm...
Why does that look like a diner or something?
Maybe it's the mess hall.
I guess it is, but it looked...
But I would say that the transfer is, I say probably 80% really good, and then...
It's kind of fuzzy right now.
Yeah, it gets a little... And then there's also some print damage in a few areas.
Which
areas.
Probably can't be helped anyway.
Well, I'd have to look at the DVD, but, I mean, I know they probably got this from a different print than the DVD. Well, Code Red. You never know. They could. I think the fuzziness may be that noise reduction, but I don't know anything about.
You think the noise reduction creates that?
Well, it makes it blurry because they're kind of.
I don't think the images are quite as sharp on this as they have been on some releases, but.
Right. Well, there are certain scenes that are really, really good, and then
the blood looks better on this.
I think it depends upon the the print.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
she's good. The great hide in the refrigerator scene. Didn't anybody ever tell her that if you hid in a refrigerator, you could die?
Well, I think in this situation, it's one or the other. She's not going to... But, thinking of... we watched Mad Max and then Madman. It'll be in the same show. Now, your thoughts on Mad Max again, where you liked it?
I thought it was decent. But, like Steve and I talked about, and what I told other people about that asked me about... It's not Max's story, really. It's Charlize Theron's story. What was her character's name? It was some kind of weird...
Fiorista?
Yeah, something like that. But it was more about her than it was him, and it was like Max was just thrown in there as to make, you know...
I think that was more done because Mel Gibson wasn't there, and I mean, I don't know... But apparently it's going to be, they're already working on a sequel to it, so maybe this one, the next one will be a little bit more Max-centric.
Maybe. But I don't think it, I heard some people giving it really poor reviews. I wouldn't give it poor reviews.
Well,
there were some fun things about it.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I want to see it again. But, I mean, I'm not going to goo-goo over it. Like,
I don't know that I would buy it.
Well, that's I was going to bring that up. There's like crazy, like they want the 3D Blu-ray was like $40 and something. I was like, really? And then they're coming out with all four movies together for like $50, and I'm just like, this doesn't fit into any of the others.
It doesn't fit in with the whole storyline. people would watch that and watch the other ones and be like, what the heck?
I mean, they should just, I mean, I can understand why they're doing it, but I just don't think I, the first three kind of stand on their own.
It's almost like this was a complete reimagining or whatever.
Well, I heard some people say it's supposed to take place 10 years after Thunderdome. But whatever, you know. But anyway, I want to watch it again, but I'll wait.
I might watch it again, but I'm not going to go clamor out and buy it or anything.
Like I'll probably get it, but I'm not going to go get it the first week. I'll wait till
Steve wants some. That Bruce Lee set that he says he's not going to let me buy.
No, it's $70, and I can't do that. But that's it for this show. And
by the way, I got Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Yay.
We had to go to New Albany to get it. Keg's Liquors.
There you go.
If you want to pick some up.
Beer tastes like root beer.
It does, but I will say I can detect.
You can do like Tim and say it does, but it doesn't.
Well, it's kind of like
yes and no.
I mean,
yes and no.
Yeah, because
it is, but it isn't.
I can taste an undercurrent of alcohol.
Undercurrent, baby.
Yeah, so I don't think kids will mistake this for root beer.
No, you'll get an undertow of the root beer.
No, but that's all.
It's root beer is what I say.
Root beer.
I drove you through damn crazy ass rain and everything.
To get that. Bless my husband's heart.
Yeah.
And while we were there, this shows how popular the stuff is. They only had two full cartons and one 6-pack that just had two left in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got one of the two full ones. There was one left and then those two. And a couple came in after Steve and I came in, and that's exactly what they wanted, too.
Guess what they have over at the Thorntons?
What?
Banana Fizz Freezes.
I don't want a banana.
Dana wants to do another Fizz Freeze blurry video.
I did that because I looked awful that day, Steve.
But anyway, finally, this is over with. So, we'll be back next time.
Bye.
Yeah.
So, Dana, we're just doing...
Oh, I didn't know we were doing this right now.
Yeah, thought it'd be better. Since we've seen this movie 100 times, I don't need...
I'm watching.
Yeah, I am too, but I mean... What did you think of that demonic movie we finished up?
It wasn't horrible. I saw a few areas where maybe it could have been improved upon. But it didn't... What I liked about it was it wasn't as good as It Follows in that department, but it didn't have a bunch of douchey characters in it.
It was a lot like that Evidence movie. Remember that?
Kind of.
Because, I mean, they were viewing a little bit of videotape, but...
I mean, there were a few, like...
Apparently, it takes place at this house that, I don't know, haunted or something, and...
Some chick had killed a bunch of people.
And then, caretaker sees a bunch of people, or sees it's been broke in, calls the cops, they come in and find a bunch of people dead, and then...
Then it goes back and tells the story.
Yeah. It's decent. It wasn't exactly...
I was a little confused at the end.
He's shaking. His legs are shaking.
I think he's just stretching.
But, I mean, it wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be, but it was decent.
It wasn't the greatest movie ever made, but it definitely wasn't the worst movie ever made.
Well, one of the worst movies ever made was a movie called Lap Dance that I was watching that the girl
had... That's because you didn't see any titties.
I didn't see... The main lady, her dad's got cancer. They're traveling. The dad's got cancer. He's probably getting ready to die.
They're going
to
call him.
And he needs all this kind of pay his bills because he don't have no money. So she starts stripping, but she never takes her top off.
But
like,
it's only a topless bar, but she don't even take her
top
off.
No, it's like... No, I mean, everybody else is taking the top off, but she won't. So I was like, forget. I 50 minutes in, I was like, forget this. So anyway, we watched Dynamic. I watched Sinful Dwarf last night.
Oh God, I didn't know what in the heck that movie was. I was talking to my mom on the phone.
A lot of sex in that movie. I mean, I think
there's a lot of naked people in that movie.
I think there's some porn versions of this movie or
inserts.
Well,
I thought it was.
It's Swedish, so they do that a lot for their movies. It's like, but this guy was supposed.
They have a lot of torture and stuff.
He was
like
screwing
that.
This girl, and it's almost like I was like, how am I not seeing his dick go in her? Because it was like, I didn't see his balls or nothing.
Somebody else.
No, the dwarf never screwed nobody.
Oh, okay.
But it was on Bizarre TV, which is a great Roku channel.
It is. They had some good stuff on there.
I actually donated $1 to them.
Oh. But the Sinful Dwarf was not on my list of things to watch. But I did watch something until... I don't remember if I finished watching it or not. It was called Keep My Grave Open, and I think there's another title of it. Steve fell asleep way early, so I don't think he remembers it. But it was one of those SF Brownery movies. The guy that did Don't Open the Basement, or Don't Go in the... Or
Don't Finish the Basement.
No, Don't Go in the Basement or something like that about those mental patients.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
The nurse comes there. And then he did another one in addition to that, but this one was pretty good too. His movies are like old school creepy. They have creepy people in them.
Well, I finished up a new movie called The Drownsman, which to me it's just like Freddy Krueger.
Only not done as well as
it's like
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Like the first, I don't know. Apparently there's this killer. He was a killer and he killed people by drowning them, and then he gets killed, and then he comes back as like a bad ghost, and he'll drag you through water, and you'll end up in this his underground lair thing, and he'll kill you there. It's just weird. And
but the thing about Freddy Krueger is he could come into the real world instead of the dream world and kill you.
All this guy needs is some water on the floor and he can come out. I mean, that's what it is. It's really, it's kind of crazy.
So, and this dude is still,
that looks, the movie we're watching is Madman from Vinegar Syndrome. And this particular scene is very detailed.
This kid killed
him. I know.
This kid Richie that causes all the mayhem.
If Richie wasn't born, there would be no problems in this movie. This movie wouldn't happen.
I don't think Richie's too gifted, as Steve was saying earlier.
No.
Because he said Man Mars's name, and then he threw a rock, and then he got away from the group.
And apparently they were super close, or he's got a hell of a throw.
I know, I wondered about that. But I will say on here that I knew about Madman way before. Way before I had listened to Dead Pit, so I was a fan of this movie way before then, several years before. I don't know when Aaron and Wes first watched it. Do you remember when they first started talking about it?
So, I mean, as far as the upgrade,
But it's not as good as The Burning.
No. There's titties. There's a lot more titties in The Burning.
I'm not worried about titties, Steve, but I'm saying it seemed like The Burning was more of a fun movie than this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Steve thinks it's a bummer movie, but because he wouldn't do a commentary for it.
The Burning, I mean, this one's just got it on goofiness.
Yeah.
I find this one is, it's
got a Paul Kratka look-alike in
the rat girl who hides in the refrigerator.
And John Oates.
Yeah, John Oates is in it.
Yeah.
Looking for Daryl out in the woods, but, I mean, as far as goofiness, this one's, but I think I've seen this movie a little too much, so I'm.
Why does that look like a diner or something?
Maybe it's the mess hall.
I guess it is, but it looked.
But I would say that the transfer is, I say probably 80% really good, and then
it's kind of fuzzy right now.
Yeah, it gets a little, and then there's also some print damage in a few
which
areas.
Probably can't be helped anyway.
Well, I'd have to look at the DVD, but I mean, I know they probably got this from a different print than the DVD. Well, Code Red. You never know. They could. I think the fuzziness may be that noise reduction, but I don't know anything about.
You think the noise reduction creates that?
Well, it makes it blurry because they're kind of.
I don't think the images are quite as sharp on this as they have been on some releases, but.
Well, there are certain scenes that are really, really good, and then
the blood looks better on this.
I think it depends upon the print.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
she's good. The great hide in the refrigerator scene. Didn't anybody ever tell her that if you hid in a refrigerator, you could die?
Well, I think in this situation, it's one or the other. She's not going to. But, thinking of. We watched Mad Max and then Madman. And it'll be in the same show.
Yeah.
Now, your thoughts on Mad Max again, where you liked it?
I thought it was decent. But, like Steve and I talked about, and what I told other people about that asked me about. It's not Max's story, really. It's Charlize Theron's story. What was her character's name? It was some kind of weird.
Fiorista?
Yeah, something like that.
But
it was more about her than it was him, and it was like Max was just thrown in there as to make, you know.
I think that was more done because Mel Gibson wasn't there, and I mean, I don't know. But apparently it's going to be, they're already working on a sequel to it, so maybe this one, the next one will be a little bit more Mac-centric.
Maybe. But I don't think it, I heard some people giving it really poor reviews. I wouldn't give it poor reviews.
Well,
there were some fun things about it.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I want to see it again. But, I mean, I'm not going to goo-goo over it.
I don't know that I would buy it.
Well, that's I was going to bring that up. There's like crazy, like they want the 3D Blu-ray was like $40 and something. I was like, really? And then they're coming out with all four movies together for like $50, and I'm just like, this doesn't fit into me to any of the others.
It doesn't fit in with the whole storyline. People would watch that and watch the other ones and be like, what the heck?
I mean, they should just... I mean, I can understand why they're doing it, but I just don't think I... The first three kind of stand on their own.
It's almost like this was a complete reimagining or whatever.
Well, I heard some people say it's supposed to take place 10 years after Thunderdome. But whatever, you know. But anyway, I want to watch it again, but I'll wait.
I might watch it again, but I'm not going to go clamor out and buy it or anything.
Like I'll probably get it, but I'm not going to go get it the first week. I'll wait till
Steve wants that Bruce Lee set that he says he's not going to let me buy.
No, it's $70, and I can't do that. But... that's it for this show. And
by the way, I got Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Yay.
We had to go to New Albany to get it. Keg's Liquors.
There you go.
If you want to pick some up.
Beer tastes like root beer.
It does, but I will say I can detect.
You can do like Tim and say it does, but it doesn't.
Well, it's kind of like
yes and no.
I mean,
yes and no.
Yeah, because...
it is, but it isn't.
I can taste an undercurrent of alcohol.
Undercurrent, baby.
Yeah. So I don't think kids will mistake this for root beer.
No, you'll get in the undertow of the root beer beer.
No, but that's all.
It's root beer beer is what I say.
Root beer beer.
I drove you through damn crazy-ass rain and everything.
To get that. Bless my husband's heart.
Yeah.
And while we were there, this shows how popular the stuff is. They only had two full cartons and one six-pack that just had two left in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got one of the two full ones. There was one left and then those two. And a couple came in after Steve and I came in, and that's exactly what they wanted, too.
Guess what they have over at the Thorntons?
What?
Banana Fizz Freezes.
I don't want a banana.
Dana wants to do another Fizz Freeze blurry video.
I did that because I looked awful that day, Steve.
But anyway, finally, this is over with. He's real. So we'll be back next time.
Bye.
Madman! More of the campfire telling of